Before that, as I've told you, once the audio is going on, you have to take notes. Make sure there are a few things which you need to take care of while taking notes. Before the audio starts, make sure your pen and notepad are ready. You have to take proper notes. Write down 6 to 7 keywords at least, or group of words. Focus on important names, dates, places, things, any technical terms or quotes. Write down short forms wherever possible. If you skip something, don't try to recall it. Do not worry about articles or spellings. Make sure you take the notes in an easy and neat and clean manner so that you don't have any issues while typing in your response. This is the template which I need you to use. Topic, whatever your topic is, will go in double quotes. What's the main topic of the lecture? Firstly, the salient aspects with S. Mentioned include keyword 1 or phrase 1. Keyword is not just one word. Keyword can be one word if it's a proper noun. But if it's not a proper noun, you can't just add one word. It has to be a group of words or a short phrase. For example, you can't just write boy. You can write a group of boys. Similarly, you can write China. You can write the United Nations. If it's a proper noun, you can write a single word as well. But otherwise, whatever keyword or phrase you're writing should be complete, should be meaningful, and should have some relevance to the topic. It's not that you're writing anything and you'll get the points. All right. So content relevance is important. So include keyword 1, keyword 2, comma, and keyword 3. Furthermore, the key aspects concerned with topic, whatever topic you have written here, you can write the same word here. Use double quotes. Please make sure you use double quotes. If you have a lot of keywords, you can write some other word or topic here and some other keyword here. Consist of another keyword, comma, and another keyword. However, the arguments raised also emphasized on again, keyword, comma, keyword, as well as keyword. You don't need to put a comma before as well as, but you need to put a comma before and. To conclude, he asserted the significance of 1, comma, 2, comma, and 3. That's all you have to do. This is a sample answer. Globalization was the main topic of the lecture. Firstly, the salient aspects mentioned include the merger, IT revolution. IT revolution is a proper noun, that's why it's capitalized, comma, and globalization. Furthermore, the key aspects concerned with globalization consist of the fusion of the world, connected and hyperconnected. Now you'll say that, why did I not use a comma over here? In language or in English, if you are using and to connect two similar words or words from the same family or words which are related to each other, like boys and girls, pen and paper, tea and coffee, you do not use a comma before and. But if the word before and after and are completely not related to each other, have nothing to do with each other, or are not from the same family, you have to put a comma. If you look here, connected and hyperconnected, they're going together. That's why I have not placed a comma. But if, let's say, I would have written connected and school, means these two words have nothing to do with each other, then in that case you need to use or place a comma before and. However, the arguments raised also emphasized on interconnected, interdependent, as well as jobs. To conclude, he asserted the significance of universities, schools, and the fundamental change in the world. If I would have written just fundamental, that would have not been a very good keyword. So your keywords should be perfect, should make proper sense as well. Another thing which I need you to be very careful, this is a very common mistake. Make sure in any one question type or any one question in PT, you either use UK English or US English. There are two styles of writing English. UK English means British English or American English. You can either use British or American, but you cannot mix both of these in one question type or one question in the PT test. On your screen, you can see the words which are different in UK and US. You can use this one or this one, but cannot mix both of these. Similarly, you will get a lot of proper nouns in summarized spoken text. Make sure any proper noun, such as name of a person, any name of a place, any name of organization, any book title, weekdays like Monday, Tuesday, any month of the year, any religion, any nationality, any language, or any particular event which will not happen again. For example, World War II. If the next World War happens, it will not be World War II, it will be World War III. So particular event which will not take place again will be capitalized. If this would just have been World War, then we would not have capitalized this, because World War can be any World War. It's not a specific one. A very important thing you all need to take care of, name of subjects are not capitalized like maths and science, but name of subjects which are name of languages like French, English, Hindi, Urdu, Bangla will be capitalized. So you have to take care of this as well. That's all you have to do in summarize spoken text. It's still easy. You can still get the points. You can still use the templates, but you have to add relevant content. What you have to do before the audio starts, make sure your notepad and pen are ready. The marker is ready. While the audio is going on, take as many notes as you can. When you type in your answer, make sure you add proper keywords, meaningful keywords. Write around 65 words, use the template. If you have less keywords, repeat the same, but do not write any word you're not really sure about spellings. Please do not write it. Also, your keywords should be important and meaningful. It's not that you're writing anything. Use formal words. Make sure you at least spend 2 to 3 minutes to proofread. At the end, at least 2 minutes so that you can fix your grammar and spelling mistakes. Ensure you have got 7 to 8 important keywords, between 50 to 70 words, ideally around 65 words. No grammar and spelling mistakes and proper vocabulary. You will be fine. Either use British English or American English. Do not mix these, and also capitalize proper nouns and you will be 100% fine. That's all you have to do. You'll only get one summarized spoken text. It is important for listening and writing, and you have to give your 100%. If you already have any other template you want to go with that, go for it. But follow the instructions. 7 to 8 proper keywords, no grammar, no spelling mistakes, around 65 words. Proofread properly. You will be 100% fine. Now, if you want to see if your template is working or if you are doing it the right way or not, we have updated our AI on the website as per the guidelines from Pearson, and it really is very close to what happens in the actual test. I really want you to practice as many summarized spoken texts you can before you go for your test. You can practice those on languageacademy.com.au. You will get a clear feedback, clear tips and strategies on what mistakes you're making, how you have to improve the same, and what other things you need to take care of in the test. Just make sure you go over there, practice, take listening mock test so that you, whatever mistakes you're making here, you do not repeat the same in the test and you get your desired scores in the very first go. That's it from this video. If the video was helpful, do like, share and subscribe. If you like and share and subscribe, it helps the video to reach more audience and helps the channel grow as well. If you ever get your desired scores watching my videos, do let me know. That is something I work for and that is something which will keep me going on. If you need any help, we do provide on-campus and online classes. We've got 13 different sessions running throughout the day according to different time zones. Just give us a call, send us a message or visit our website, fill up the form. Our team will be with you and we will give 100% to help you out, like we have helped more than 50,000 students to get their desired scores without wasting time and money. That's it. Now go and practice on languageacademy.com.au or download the LAPT exam practice app.